Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Health and Population Ministry confirms 10 cases of black fungus in Nepal. One person dies of black fungus infection. Health Ministry says there is no new variant of corona infection in Nepal. Finance Ministry starts implementing discounted facilities announced in the budget. And Israeli opposition parties agreed to form a new government in an attempt to remove Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed a black fungus infection in 10 people in Nepal. Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Poryal said the infected are from Nepalganj, Birganj and Kathmandu. The infection is said to be linked with COVID-19 infection. The black fungus symptoms include fever, headache and chest pain, blocked nose, breathing difficulties, pain and pressure around the eyes, blurred or double vision. Patients may cough up blood and develop a blackish coloration around the nose. The preventable measures against the infections are wearing clean and dry face masks and gloves, washing hands regularly, using sanitizers and cleaning nose with salty water. Meanwhile, a black fungus infected man in Dhankari has died today. Sethi Provincial Hospital Information Officer Dilip Kumar Shrestha confirmed the death of a 65-year-old man suffering from black fungus infection. The Ministry of Health and Population has denied any trace of a Nepal variant of COVID-19. Issuing a statement today, spokesperson of the Ministry Krishna Prasad Poryal said the Ministry's attention had been drawn by the recent news on international media regarding Nepal variant of COVID-19 and said there was no new variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. He said till now in Nepal, Alpha and Delta variants of COVID-19 were found and lately only Delta variant was active in the country. The ministry has also urged the media persons to verify the information from the authentic sources before publishing it and be serious about the matters of public health. Likewise, the World Health Organization has also said that there is no new Nepal variant of COVID-19. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 6,825 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in last 24 hours. In its daily update of corona cases, the ministry has stated that 81% of the infected people have recovered so far. In the last 24 hours, 5,904 people got recovered from the infection. Meantime, additional 75 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Nepal today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,630. The government of Japan has provided 160 oxygen generators to the government of Nepal in order to tackle COVID-19. This essential medical equipment will be delivered to 58 hospitals around the country. As per a statement issued by Japanese Embassy in Kathmandu today, the oxygen generators were provided to the government of Nepal in grant aid. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Kikuta Yukata also pledged to provide highly equipped 25 ambulances to Nepal. Japan is one of the key development partners and important friendly nation of Nepal. The government has started implementation of the tax concession and facilities as announced in the budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. A meeting held today among the representatives of Finance Ministry, Industry, Commerce and Supply Ministries, Food Supplies Ministry, Food Management and Trading Company, and Salt Trading Corporation had decided to roster the Delhi essentials being distributed and the location of distribution of such materials. The government had announced to provide 20% discount on the sale of daily essentials including rice, flour, salt, edible oil, sugar and cooking gas during this lockdown. As per the decision today, the Food Management and Trading Company would provide 30 kg pack rice and 2 kg bean poles per month for a family of 5 people at a discounted rate, and the Salt Trading Corporation would provide 2 kg flour, 2 kg sugar, 2 kg salt and 1 litre soybean oil to the consumer at the discounted rate. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Raut has urged the federal government to amend the policy of exporting sand pebbles and stones. Issuing a statement today, Chief Minister Raut said extraction of stone from quarry in Churi region would turn the province number 2 into a desert. He also said if the federal government does not correct the decision, the province 2 government would take an appropriate decision to save people in the province. However, the Finance Ministry had clarified to implement the budgetary program only after assessing environmental impacts. The report on the recently held by-election to the post of member of the National Assembly held in Lumbini Province has been submitted to President Vidyadevi Bhandari. Assistant spokesperson of the Office of the President, Keshav Prasad Ghimire, in a statement confirmed the submission of report on National Assembly by-election in Lumbini Province. The post of Krishna Thapa, a lawmaker representing Rashtriya Janamorcha in Gandaki Province Assembly, has fallen vacant with effect from today. In today's meeting of the Gandaki Province Assembly, Speaker Netranath Adhikari informed the Province Assembly about the vacant post of Thapa based on the letters received from Rashtriya Janamorcha Central Office and Gandaki Province Parliamentary Party of Rashtriya Janamorcha. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Israeli opposition parties have reached an agreement to form a new government that would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years tenure as Prime Minister. Yair Lapid, a leader of the centrist Ace Party, announced that an 8-faction coalition had been formed. Under a rotation arrangement, the head of the right-wing Emina Party, Naftali Bennett, would serve as Prime Minister first before handing over to Mr. Lapid. Mr. Netanyahu, however, attacked the new left-wing government as dangerous. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto is 100% certain the Olympic would go ahead, but warned the game must be prepared to proceed without spectators in the event of coronavirus outbreak. There are 50 days until the delayed Tokyo Games begin on the 23rd of July. Japan is dealing with a fourth wave of coronavirus infection with 10 areas of the country under a state of emergency. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country. Isolated brief rain is also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Let's have a reminder of the headlines once more before wrapping it up. Health and Population Ministry confirms 10 cases of black fungus. One person dies of black fungus infection in Nepal. Health Ministry says there is no new variant of corona infection in Nepal. Finance Ministry starts implementing discount on facilities announced in the budget. And Israeli opposition parties agree to form a new government in an attempt to remove Benjamin Netanyahu. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.